It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man,
it is good to have you listening today. A tough day for our Falcons, who were hit with a big fine by the NFL for the prank call to Shador Sanders. Now, again, Jeff Ulbrich didn't do this. His son did. But somebody's got to be responsible because he had sensitive information, as the NFL deemed it. And therefore, the organization got a $250,000 fine. Jeff Ulbrich's been fined $100,000. And Mike, before we let our listeners hear what he said today, the first thing I will tell you is, as a Falcon fan, you know, we just want to be talking about winning. We want to be talking about right. The things that get us excited with the players that we've got, the playmakers, Mike, the things that we're all looking forward to, and hopefully that's to come. Let's let this be one of the last things in the last X amount of years that we're talking about, Mike, that's outside of the realm of football. We've had so many things that have taken place where draft picks have been taken away. There's been investigations. I'm tired of this. And it's not anybody, one particular player or coach's fault. But as a fan base, this is the stuff that people hit us up on. They all want to talk about this.
I mean, think about this. Since the season ended, right, we had Kirk Cousins making the media rounds at the Super Bowl saying, oh, no, I was really hurt. You know, so we had all that fiasco. Then we had him basically demands a meeting with the owner. I mean, these are major stories about your football team, which is always the biggest story in your NFL city. And then we get this. And the good news is, look, Shador Sanders and Deion, they took the high road. You'll hear Jeff talk about it in a second. But apology accepted. I think that, you know, some talking heads on TV, whether it's bloggers or writers or former athletes, I mean, you got to get some perspective. Either way, there was such a hue and cry over this. We now find out that Abdul Carter and other players also got pranked.
Yep.
We found out, you know, yesterday or earlier that Tyler Warren got pranked. You know, there's a bunch of players throughout the NFL, not all certainly from related to our Falcons assistant's son, but only one was the guy who fell through the draft like a turd from heaven, and it created this firestorm. Well, if you wanted controversy, you got it. Now they got their pound of flesh from the Falcons. No team I've ever rooted for, Carl, gets more dings for dumb stuff. Fake crowd noise, Kirk Cousins calling to a trainer 6 hours too soon. You know, all this reflects in draft picks, and in this case, cash. It's just silly. I'm with you. Let's get back to football.
Let's get back to the things that we should be talking about and the excitement that we want. With that said, I do want you to hear Jeff Ulbrich's apology. He said he was shocked, obviously, when he found out about this, but he didn't waste time. He immediately took the right steps, and today, accepting this punishment, guys, for me, we're closing this door. Like, let's move on, man. There's so many exciting things, and Mike, we talked about this. We're on this draft high, right, where we're like, oh, look, we got an edge. We got Jalen. We got a Georgia player. Like,
right.
Hey, everything that I've been feeling, and then today it's almost like, oh, here we go again. Here's Jeff Ulbrich today talking to the media about what he did and how they did this as far as what's been done. But, again, I'm accepting his apology, and I'm ready to move on. Here's Jeff Ulbrich.
First of all, I'd like to publicly apologize to Shador and the Sanders family for what occurred. Second of all, I want to publicly apologize to Mr. Blank, Terry Fontenot, Raheem Morris, and the entire Falcons organization. My actions of not protecting confidential data were inexcusable. My son's actions were absolutely inexcusable. And for that, we are both deeply sorry. The NFL has taken action, and I fully respect the punishment. We take full responsibility, my son and myself, and we will not be appealing the fine in any way. Going forward, I promise my son and I will work hard to demonstrate we are better than this. Again, I'm deeply sorry for our actions. Yeah, obviously not happy and shocked. And so I made the Falcons aware of the situation. And then our next course of action was to try to get a hold of the Sanders family so we could apologize in person, which we were able to do. The Sanders family, Shador and Coach Sanders were amazingly gracious, more gracious than they needed to be in a moment like this. They've been challenging, but you know, we we brought this upon ourselves, you know, and the fact that I didn't protect the data well enough, and my son did something, obviously he has a great amount of regret.
That is Jeff Olbrich. Lots of regret. On a personal level, between his son and you know, a father, that trust has got to be regained. But that's their issue. That is a family issue. And I'm talking about just from a coaching standpoint, Mike. We want the best DC to put the best players on the field, to put the best scheme out there, and us make plays. And let's get turnovers. And let's score touchdowns. And let's get pick sixes. Like, those are the things I want Jeff focused on. But this is something that we have to deal with right now. And, again, for everybody that said, hey, this deserves some kind of punishment. Well, you got it. Here it is.
Right.
$250,000 for the Falcons, $100,000 for him. And this is the end of it.
Right. And as we said, there are other, you know, other players got pranked. I'm not sure if the NFL did a deep dive into those as far as where that breach come from or how someone got access to the numbers. As we said, you know, young man's going to have to deal with this for a while, you know, and I don't know if he had any intention to ever work in the NFL. As we said yesterday, I don't believe that's going to be an option for him. But, you know, you embarrass your dad, you know, and we said it. I mean, don't mess with your old man's money. And if you're Arthur Blank, you're like, I said this to Carl Cross, like, what do you think Arthur Blank's thinking? I'm too old for this, Blank. Literally, not Blank, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
So just like I said, we got some really good things going on. That's why it was such a buzzkill. It's like, why can't we have nice things around here? We make a draft that nails everything we always wanted, and maybe it's a bit of a risk with Pierce, but still, folks are excited. And then we spent, you know, 72 hours on this nonsense.
So it's been 17 months, and this is what I'm talking about as a Falcon fan. We're not talking about the last 7 years where we haven't been to the playoffs. That's been frustrating. Just the last 17 months. You guys remember when Arthur Smith was fined for the injury report or allegedly violating the NFL injury report? That was week 7 against the Bucks. Remember Bijan was out there? That was a $25,000 fine. Now, the point is...
That's right. The concussion, no concussion, headache, what it
correct.
Was, right?
And we were like, what happened? Why are we getting fined? What's happening? So the Falcons are fined $75,000, and I think Arthur Smith was fined $25,000. Then you go, all right, well, that's fine. That was December of 2023. Fast forward to June of 2024, the Cousins thing happens. Oh, tampering. Darnell Mooney, Kirk Cousins. $250,000. This is why Mike is saying in our owner's voice, I'm too old for this Blank. And then you fast forward to this, and now this is the latest thing that happened. We're talking about within a two-year period where all of these fines have been hit with the football team, and everybody's talking about this stuff instead of the stuff that really matters. Right. I'm over it. Let's play. Let's make some plays, and let's get back to being relevant on the field.
And hopefully this is the year that we put an end to all that is function, right? And we put some function in our defense. But to Carl's point, you know, the Noisegate thing where somebody we believe in the organization, at least was in the organization, that's inside information, dropped it. We had pumped, you know, fake crowd noise into
had
the Georgia Dome.
Had to be.
The fifth round pick in our amazing 2016 draft. Carl and I was talking about Carl when I looked it up this morning. I forgot that, wow, you know, who knows, man? Maybe we would have found some dude that could have helped in that secondary as the Patriots were picking us apart in that second half of Super Bowl 51. We'll never know. But that was $350 in a pick. And if you want to take it back even further to this franchise, Jim Mora Jr. and the Falcons get fined $25,000 for using a cell phone on the sideline. It's a game down in Tampa. That's the one where Mora got into it with Archer on the plane because Mora was a little prickly, but that's when they were trying to get the status of the playoffs. Do we need to win? Can we play for the tie? Mm. And that was a fine. So sometimes you begin to say, you know, sometimes you find trouble. Other times you're the person that trouble finds. And we've been an organization, which is the latter, unfortunately.
Yeah. And by the way, Jeff Olbrich, I said this earlier as well. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. There's no way he wanted to come here and be a distraction. No way. But sometimes things happen, and now you have to deal with it, and somebody has to be responsible. Someone's not going to get up there. Again, it was his fault that this sensitive information got out. So he took the punishment. They're taking their medicine, and we'd love to hear what you guys think. 404-726-0929. As we said, hopefully we can start focusing in on the things that are going to be an exciting part of what's to come for this team over the next season. And we can put some of this stuff behind us. But again, nobody suspected this. Like, guys, you're watching the draft. When this news broke over the weekend, Mike, you're like, huh? You're like, what? What are you talking about? Like, right. nobody expected that it would get to this point, how big this prank was, or to Mike's point, how much it would be talked up to give it even more momentum. Because I do feel like if this was maybe another organization, Mike, or maybe another player, does it get this kind of run? I don't know if it does. I don't feel like it would have. Either way, it was Shedeur Sanders who happened to be the story of the draft, and that's why I think this got the momentum it did. But I'm not telling you it was right. it was wrong to do.
Right. And now it's over. And Deion, as we said, and really cool, and Deion talked about it's enough with the foolishness, time to talk about football. Amen. And as we said, now we can get on with it. And now we're just excited to see where is Kirk Cousins going to go. And that'd be the next chapter to close the book on that chapter, or close the chapter on that book, I should say, with Cousins. But right now, as we know, as we learned talking with Brian Baldinger, you know, always rewind bloop, on the Odyssey app. But Baldy was saying, just it sure sounds like it's going to be Pittsburgh, but he has no idea, like anyone else, what Aaron Rodgers' ultimate decision is going to be. The only real outlet for us, if there ever was one, regardless of what, how much you're going to get or nothing you're going to get, maybe a draft pick, would have been the Steelers for Cousins. Maybe not.
Maybe not.